on this day with Gunners and Ally. Thanks to Celebrations Barraguff and Meadow Springs, spend $100 and you could win a Harley or $15,000 cash.
Time to check out what happened on this day for Thursday, the 1st of October. Can you believe we're already in October, Gunners?
Pinch and a punch for the first day of the month.
Pinch and a kick for being so quick. Today, Jimmy Carter, former US president, is 96.
Dame Julie Andrews, the English actress and singer, today is 85.
Oh, loved her in The Sound of Music. And of course, Mary Poppins. And she was in The Princess Diaries. And did you know she also voiced Queen Lillian in the Shrek movies?
I do now.
André Rieu. The Dutch violinist today is 71 years old.
Randy Quaid.
What do you want, Mr. Quaid?
No, not that Quaid. The US actor and older brother of Dennis Quaid.
He's the guy that's in all the National Lampoon's movies. He's the brother-in-law.
She falls in a well, eyes go cross. She gets kicked by a mule, they go back to normal. I don't know.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, he's 70 today.
70. Turning 57 today is Tony Jones, the Melbourne sports journalist.
Former AFL footballer and, well, he's, let's face it, a bit of a legend, Gary Ablett Sr. today is 59.
Chris Reason, the Aussie TV news reporter, turns 55 today.
Remember that game show Deal or No Deal?
Love that.
Hosted by Andrew O'Keefe.
And now, please welcome your host, Andrew O'Keefe.
Welcome to Deal or No Deal.
Who now hosts The Chase Australia?
Yep.
Well, today the Australian TV presenter is 49.
You know, he was at Crabfest a couple of years ago.
Was he really?
Yeah, he's lovely. Melinda Gainsford-Taylor, the Aussie athlete, is 49 today.
And Brie Larson, the US actress and singer, today is 31.
It was on this day, back in 1875, that Australian postcards went on sale for the first time at the GPO in Sydney.
New Idea went on sale for the first time in Australia on this day in 1902.
In 1908, the Model T Ford, the first left-hand drive vehicle, was introduced by Henry Ford.
Actually, lots of firsts happen on this day, like Sanitarium Weet-Bix, the breakfast cereal, went on sale for the first time in 1928.
In 1942, the Little Golden Books published their first book, The Pokey Little Puffy. It's a cute book, that.
In 1948, Australia's first Holden motor vehicle came off the assembly line.
ANZ Bank formed today in 1951.
In 1952, Mad Magazine's first issue was officially launched.
I used to love that magazine. In 1969, the Concorde 001 broke the sound barrier for the first time. Or 001, what do you call it?
001, licensed to fly and break the sound barrier. Another bank formed on this day, but in 1981, National Australia Bank.
In 1993, the Telegram, that delivery service, ceased in Australia. Now we just use Facebook.
The Ray Martin Show debuted on Channel 9 in 2001.
And in 2004, AC/DC Lane officially opened in a narrow street of Flinders Lane in Melbourne.
Just a few of the things that happened on this day for the 1st of October.